Hey there, my shiny, happy, cosmically fabulous wanderer. Today on The Wanderer's Guide to Cosmic Fabulosity, we are going to quickly explore what might happen for us if we allow ourselves to lead and move down our path with appreciative joy being in the forefront. We might gain a balanced perspective or a more balanced perspective of the world around us and our inner being, achieve greater harmony, and even better, some more resilience. How does that sound? I hope you'll stay with me.
Align with your best self. Explore the quality of your being. Step into your capacity to thrive. Broadcasting from the northwest coast of Scotland, this is The Wanderer's Guide to Cosmic Fabulosity with D.W. Long.
Okay, you listening right now to my little voice here. Think about joy. Now, the thing we want to differentiate here when we are considering what appreciative joy means and what it can do for us is we want to take our mind away from this sort of heart-pumping, thrill-seeking, super happiness pumped up kind of joy we might get from doing some adventure sport or when somebody throws us a surprise party, for example. We're not looking at that. That sort of joy, the kind that comes in a big burst, actually triggers the sympathetic nervous system. And if you know anything about that, that is our fight, flight, or freeze. Now, it's okay for us for a moment to have that experience. It actually keeps us honed, and we need those experiences over the course of our lives to keep that mechanism, you know, at its peak performance level. But that's not the sort of thing we want to look at here. Appreciative joy, when we establish the practice of it, actually engages the parasympathetic nervous system. It puts us into the rest function of our being in the world, and that is very, very healthy. So let's build a case for this. I have recently come across this again, and I just had to pass this information on to you from, once again, minds far greater than mine. So how is appreciative joy going to begin for us? Now, you guys know I'm a mindfulness guy, so I'm going to build a case for we need to be mindful, which means we need to be present. So can we, in any given moment, independent from what is going on in our external circumstances, seek out and pay attention to that which brings us joy in any moment? So pay attention to it. And once we're paying attention to it, we rejoice in the presence of that thing that has then brought us joy. I know, you're thinking, what? I'm gonna like stand up and start singing to the heavens about how happy I am for noticing this thing that has brought me joy. Why not? Because there is evidence around sharing that joy with whomever in that moment solidifies the ability to connect to the joy, right? So just trust me on this. Buy in. See the joy. Embrace and rejoice in the joy, and then share that with others. So you might be saying, you know, Dan, I think I can actually do that pretty easily. I mean, I find joy around me all the time. But what is this actually going to do to benefit me? I mean, yeah, I can imagine that feeling good when we embrace and connect with and charge up our sense of joy, that's going to be good for me. But do you have anything that can really give me a buy-in? So listen up, my shiny, happy wanderer. I've got something for you. Now, I've talked about this idea before. As we move down our life path, we have what some might call a negativity bias. This negativity bias keeps us safe, yes? So when we're walking through the woods and we see roots and twigs on the path, our brain goes, is that a snake? And we discover that it isn't a snake. Well, we might say that is the negativity bias at play. If we find ourselves moving down our life path right now, you guys might be having an experience like this, some of you, where we are looking at the world through the lens of, let me just see what's not, you know, good with me in the moment, what's most disagreeable, like, where am I going to find the things that might trip me up? Well, our negativity bias is at play there, and the practice of appreciative joy can actually bring equilibrium to that negativity bias. It can snap us back or slide us back into the lighter side of our being, rather than the one that's looking for what's wrong in the world. A basic assumption like that, as we know, and we do know this, never serves us, right? We can't walk around the world with only a lens of looking for what's wrong. We need to find the lighter side of that or the other side of that. So think about it. You're tootling along down your life path. You know you got a little bit of a negativity bias going on. It could be your life circumstances are crappy right now. Well, you're tootling along your life path and you make the decision, and we've talked about intention setting a gazillion times here on the Wanderer's Guide. We set our intention to seek out and pay attention to the thing that gives us joy, rejoice in it, bask in it, take it in, yes, and then after that, we share that with somebody. We, in that moment, have taken control and swung the pendulum of a negativity bias right back into, I'm going to argue, our heart center, right? The true self, the place where our most loving presence comes from. So here's a little more evidence that you can kind of digest with me here. Looking at qualitative research from what people report when it comes to engaging a practice of appreciative joy, we see that these people tend to have a greater level of success. Now, let's not look at this as some kind of outcome study about how much money we're going to make or how much fame or how much whatever it is in the material world we're talking about here. Let's talk about success on the inside, something that feels intrinsically pure and positive about our way of being in the world. Tell me that you don't agree with me when I say this. We are more likely to be a lot more happy in our success when we have decided to attach joy to whatever experience it is that is leading us to the place of what we might quantify as success. And if we're happy, we are far more likely to reach our goals. It is as simple as that, my shiny happy. So, you know the part where I'm talking about, you know, we notice the thing that brings us joy, and then we rejoice in the thing that brings us joy, and then we share it with others. Well, there is evidence in the evidence base that talks about when humans experience empathetic joy, meaning they see someone having a joyful experience and they have that experience themselves just by observing it. Well, think about how incredibly powerful you are if you share the joy that you're experiencing. You are just sprinkling everybody with the most cosmically fabulous fairy dust of your joy, and they are going to feel that too. You're healing in that moment. You are healing other people in that moment. Just come on, buy it. Now, if we're looking at resilience in anything, if we think about resilience in our careers, our vocation, anything that we're doing that we're passionate about, you know, we know as human beings, any of us have the capacity to feel a certain amount of burnout at some point. You know, there's that old adage, just like, you know, you never work a day if you do something you truly love. You know, that might be true, but, you know, we're human beings, right? We do get burned out. There are difficult days. If we have a series of difficult days, we might have the efforts at one point and say, oh, I don't feel like doing this anymore. Well, imagine if that you could engage appreciative joy in any given moment, independent, please remember this, independent of what is actually going on around you in your external environment. You are setting your intention to engage appreciative joy. Think about how you can flip the story in any moment, no matter what you are up against. Now listen to me here. I guarantee you that in any given moment, in any circumstance, there is something that you can discover. If you pay attention, like the little workbook says today, pay attention, you can find something joyful in any given moment. So my shiny, happy, cosmically fabulous wanderer, if you are having a poopy day, why not empower yourself by disrupting whatever it is that is going on, whether it's an internal dialogue you're having with yourself, you know, if you've got some monkey mind or intrusive thoughts going on, why not use that beautiful, fully developed, and some of you might not have a fully developed frontal cortex yet if you're under 25 and listening to me, but it's coming. Why not engage that frontal cortex or those frontal cortices in stating to yourself that you will set your intention to do the thing we're talking about here. I'm going to seek joy, embrace it, engage it, rejoice in it, and then I'm going to pass that energy along. And that will disrupt any crap that's going on with me, at least energetically in the way I feel in this moment. It's incredibly powerful, and you are that powerful. So I make this offering to you today in the hope that you No matter what your circumstances are in this moment, you might be having an absolutely luminous experience in this moment, that you can still engage this practice of appreciative joy. Also, my hope is that if you're having difficulties or struggles, try this on. It's one of the most loving things you can do for yourself, and you are powerful enough to do the very simple things I've talked about here today. So here we go. That's your snack size portion. I hope you guys have enjoyed this. Send me your emails. Tell me what you want me to talk about here. We'll have a lot of fun, and these snack size portions I think are going to be a really interesting and fun way to progress with the Wanderer's Guide. Keep listening. We've got some fabulous interviews coming. I've got people that I'm so excited about sharing with you. I can't even begin to express that to you. So here we go. You know the drill at the end of this. I wish you huge amounts of love. I hope there is a huge amount of light lighting up your world. Bring that luminous spark into the world. And until next time.
You've been listening to The Wanderer's Guide to Cosmic Fabulosity with DW Long. If, like me, you're enjoying what DW has to say, go ahead and hit the subscribe button to keep up with future content.
I would absolutely love it if you click a star rating or leave a review. That way, I can know that the content I bring here is useful to you.
Want to ask a question for a future episode? Click on the link in the show notes to send your question along via DW's website at www.mcscoach.com.